Extracts from the Writings of Baha'u'llah. Whenever ye fall ill, refer to competent physicians. Verily, we have not abolished recourse to material means, rather have we affirmed it through this pen which God hath made the dawning place of his luminous and resplendent cause. We have granted you permission to study such sciences as will benefit you, not those which lead to idle disputes. Better is this for you, did ye but know. Whatever competent physicians or surgeons prescribe for a patient should be accepted and complied with, provided that they are adorned with the ornament of justice. If they were to be endued with divine understanding, that would certainly be preferable and more desirable. Well is it with the physician who cureth ailments in my hallowed and dearly cherished name. In all circumstances, they should conduct themselves with moderation. If the meal be only one course, this is more pleasing in the sight of God. However, according to their means, they should seek to have this single dish be of good quality. Know thou that the soul of man is exalted above and is independent of all infirmities of body or mind. That a sick person showeth signs of weakness is due to the hindrances that interpose themselves between his soul and his body, for the soul itself remaineth unaffected by any bodily ailments. Consider the light of the lamp. Though an external object may interfere with its radiance, the light itself continueth to shine with undiminished power. In like manner, every malady afflicting the body of man is an impediment that preventeth the soul from manifesting its inherent might and power. When it leaveth the body, however, it will evince such ascendancy and reveal such influence as no force on earth can equal. Every pure, every refined and sanctified soul will be endowed with tremendous power and shall rejoice with exceeding gladness. O befriended stranger, the candle of thine heart is lighted by the hand of my power. Quench it not with the contrary winds of self and passion. The healer of all thine ills is remembrance of me. Forget it not. Make my love thy treasure, and cherish it even as thy very sight and life. Do not neglect medical treatment when it is necessary, but leave it off when health has been restored. Treat disease through diet by preference, refraining from the use of drugs. And if you find what is required in a single herb, do not resort to a compounded medicament. Abstain from drugs when the health is good, but administer them when necessary. Verily, the most necessary thing is contentment under all circumstances. By this, one is preserved from morbid conditions and from lassitude. Yield not to grief and sorrow. They cause the greatest misery. Jealousy consumeth the body, and anger doth burn the liver. Avoid these two as you would a lion.